With several changes, the House has approved a tax break for Bath Iron Works that'll give the shipbuilder $45 million worth of tax relief over 15 years. But they are not getting that money for free, as Mal Leary reports. The company will be expected in return to make investments in the facility and keep the workforce at minimum levels.
The Bath Shipyard's current tax break, worth $60 million, is due to expire next year, 2 decades after it was first approved. But this time around, the legislature's taxation committee wanted BIEW to give something in return. Lawmakers have asked for a $200 million investment to qualify for the package. They've also reduced its scope from $60 million to $45 million. Orono Democrat Ryan Tipping co-chairs the taxation committee.
In this bill, the taxation committee worked to get tighter controls on job numbers, tagging the amount the company can get directly to the amount of jobs that they keep here in the state, with a system of rewards and punishment.
Tipping says the panel's work can serve as a model for all tax breaks designed to attract companies to Maine or to retain businesses already here. And members of the House appear to agree. They approved the package as amended by a wide margin, 117-31. In voting for the package, Representative Bruce Bickford, a Republican from Auburn, argued that Maine is competing against Mississippi, which is providing significant subsidies to the Ingalls Shipyard in that state.
In 2016, they received $45 million. 2015, they received $20 million. 2008, they received $56 million.
Several other lawmakers argued that a long-term tax break is necessary because of the way the Navy awards contracts for ships. They take years to be built. They also pointed to BIW's role as an economic engine for the state, pointing to its payroll of about $350 million a year. But there was also opposition. Yarmouth Democrat Janice Cooper says neither BIW nor its owner, General Dynamics, has proven a need for the state financial aid.
They have not made a case other than fear that BIW will somehow be crippled if we don't give them this paltry sum by their standards, that they will be crippled and possibly closed.
Other opponents also questioned why the shipyard's tax break should take precedence over other projects. Independent Denise Harlow of Portland said the state has many requests for funding for worthy programs that are rejected because of a lack of resources.
We also hear that we cannot afford to do certain things an awful lot. And here we're sitting with a bill before us that gives a large break to a very successful corporation.
The measure now goes to the state Senate, where supporters say they expect strong support. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.